When are you guys getting out of it? How's it going?
I think the last 3 days has been very, very productive on both sides of the ball, and even taking strides in the special teams area as well. But definitely on the offensive side, I think that we progressed each day. Guys showed up to make plays and was able to do so.
Tyrod, in your opinion, how imperative will it be for this team to get a receiver who can really maybe step right in and play immediately?
Definitely more talent in that room helps our team. We have a bunch of talented guys in that room already, and getting a chance to work with them this week was definitely productive. Like I said, I love the talent that we have in that room, but bringing more talent to the room never hurts us. And it's a bunch of guys out there this year that can definitely help this team.
You're aware of what happened with Cyrus Quanjo, and he's still, like I said, ECMC. What's your reaction to that? Teammate and friend, just your thoughts.
Definitely sad to hear that. I actually heard it coming off the practice field today. It's nothing that you want to hear. We're brothers in this game that we play. I mean, like I said, it's definitely sad to hear it. Going to continue to keep praying for him. I just hope that everything turns out well. We're definitely concerned as a team, and as a brother, I'm concerned. So just want the best for him to come out of this situation.
Tyrod, the Bills have spent a lot of time looking at or scouting the perceived top quarterbacks in this year's class. What have you given any thought to what it might mean for you and your future if they were to address that position early in the draft, maybe even in the first round?
No, I haven't. I'm focused on doing whatever it takes to help build my game, better my game, and help this team win this upcoming season. And that includes doing what it takes in phase one and phase two and getting through a new playbook and just challenging our guys and challenging myself to be better.
Has there been any, and obviously I know the details, you keep those between both sides, but has there been any discussions from the team about that possibility with you?
No, that decision doesn't involve me. My say-so doesn't go into that, and it's not going to bother me one way or another, so. Like I said, I'm just going to continue to keep focusing on the things that I know that'll make me a better player and whatever it helps to make this team better.
Is it easier said than done, though, if let's say it's the first-round pick that they make at that position? At some point, aren't you thinking, okay, the future's clear, it's not me here. How are you not distracted by that going on?
He'll come in and he'll watch and learn. I do my best to help him, bring him along, but that doesn't distract my focus on this offseason and going out and helping this team win this fall. That doesn't distract me.
Tyrod, a little bit of a technical question. When I watch Rick Dennison and David Culley work with you guys, some of your dropbacks and stuff, how much of a year-to-year basis goes into you maybe changing a thing here or there, whether it's arm or legs, footwork, whatever, or is a player, you can't really mess with that stuff too much? Kind of like a batting stance, you know what I mean? Like, guy gets to the Major League Baseball a certain way, you don't want to mess that way. Like, how much of that goes into every year?
You definitely can change things in your game. Of course, fundamentals are still fundamentals. Everyone's going to throw the ball. Delivery is going to be different throughout the league. But as far as foundation and having your feet correct in the pocket, that's definitely something that's pretty standard across the league. And that's one thing that Coach Rico and Coach Culley do a good job of is just focusing on footwork drills and the things that they tell us as far as listening to our feet throughout our progression. So that's something that definitely detailed in our one-on-one sessions and in the meeting rooms.
Tyrod, more often than not in the NFL, a new coach comes in and has to install, and it takes time to build a winner. You know, whether it doesn't always happen in that first season. What gives you the belief that these Bills, this team under Sean, has the potential to be the exception to the rule going into next season?
Each year is definitely a challenge, new coach or not. But I definitely like where we started. These past 3 weeks have definitely been a good 3 weeks. I think we've taken steps in the right direction as a team. Everyone's responding well to the coaching. And I think just seeing the guys these last 3 days, how they carried themselves on the field, in the meeting rooms, attention to detail throughout everything. And just the practice, the field of practice has definitely been a positive one. I can definitely see things changing. We have a long ways to go, but I think we're taking steps in the right direction.
What's your thoughts on the possibility of losing Mike Gillisley as a restricted free agent? What he means to this team?
Mike is a heck of a player. We definitely don't want to lose a talent like him. But I also understand the business side of it as well, too. So it's definitely a tough situation to be in. Hopefully we can get him back. I know as players, and I speak for the offensive side of the ball and just our team in general, we would love to have him back. But we also understand what he's going through right now. So just hope for the best. And if not, if it's not here, then wish him the best, except for the two games.
Tyrod, I'm curious, would you watch the draft?
Nah, I haven't watched the draft since 2011.
Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, personal reasons, but it drives me every year, but I don't watch it.
Good morning. Big news this morning was the Sabres, firing their general manager and their coach. The fact that the Bills went through this, just with a coaching change, does moves like that, knowing you're owned by the same people, the Pegulas, do they resonate through the locker room, and does it reflect on what the Pegulas are trying to do here?
Nah, I don't think that has anything to do with us. I honestly didn't know that happened until you just said it. I'm not sure, unless you're a hockey fan, I'm not sure if you're aware of the situation. All of us have a job to do, and we come here with our best foot forward each day, trying to be better, and if the Pegulas doesn't see this a nice fit or fit for what they're trying to build, then it's probably best to part ways. But I think everyone's on board for the same goal around here, and that's to turn this organization around.
Tyrod, based on your limited so far exposure to the offense and what's expected, what do you anticipate in terms of tight end involvement compared to last year or the year before?
Just watching film over the cut-ups of this offense and on other teams and in previous years, definitely getting our tight ends involved, having different sets where multiple tight ends are on the field is definitely big in this offense. And I believe that we have the talent at the tight end position to do so. Nick, Charles, and Logan look very, very good these past 3 days. I'm just going to continue to keep building with them as we expand the knowledge of the playbook that's going in.
How much of an impact can that have?
It can have a real big impact. Those three guys that I just named, and Nick, Charles, and Logan, create mismatches for a bunch of defenders. Logan's size is definitely something that stands out. Nick's is always getting open. We call him the basic runner, but he's always getting open on the field. And Charles, he runs routes like a receiver. And his ability to create space and his run out the catch has definitely been big in his career. So the more that we can get those guys involved definitely helps us as a team.
You call him a what runner?
Basic. It's a route. He's always open on that play.
Tyrod, how important is it to have T.J. Yates in that quarterback room, given that he has the most time and perhaps best understanding of Rick Dennison's offense, even though they know you had a year with Dennis as a quarterback coach?
TJ is a great guy to be around, great player as well, too. We battled through our college days while he was at UNC, and with me being a Hokie, we battled then. But just knowing each other and knowing the knowledge that he have of this offense, being able to lean on him to talk through certain situations on the field and just to test his knowledge of it in the classroom as well, too, definitely helps, and it brings even more leadership to that quarterback room and makes us all better.